This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Coming up, theater company Turtle Theater Collective produces a rendition of Our Town, an American classic, and the Duluth Art Institute hosts the work of three widely known artists in its current exhibit. Here's reporter Leah Lim with these stories.
Chew that bacon good and slow.
I recently had the opportunity to sit in on a rehearsal with Turtle Theater Collective as they went over their lines for the play Our Town by Thornton Wilder. I spoke with Catherine Pardue, who is directing the play.
I founded Turtle Theater Company with Marissa Carr and Ernest Briggs about a year ago now. And now we're doing Our Town, which is an American, right, like white American classic, but refocused and recentered with Native actors and with Native members of the creative team in a Native community space.
Our Town takes place in Grover's Corners, a fictional town, and is narrated by the stage manager, a character in the play who addresses the audience. Themes include the passage of time and human connection. The telling of this particular performance is framed with Native voices and takes place in the Native community.
We're performing it site-specific in the Dakota Lodge at the Division of Indian Work. So site-specific for theater means you're not altering the space. We're not building a stage or anything. So using the existing structure of it to support our design choices and instead of having a set.
Our Town became the play of choice due to the collective wanting to reframe a classic. Plus, the play asks the universal question, what is the meaning of life? And reaches its own answer.
We've been discovering all the ways that it intersects with all of our lives. It's a play about living and dying and getting married and what it is to lose a child or a parent, what it is to fall in love for the first time.
Adrienne Zimmiga January plays Mrs. Webb, a complex mother character. Adrienne remarked on her ability to find a universal connection to Mrs. Webb.
So my character, I tie into who I am now, who my mother was, and who my grandmothers were, who my great-grandmother was. The maternal of making sure your children are fed and taken care of, and they're getting an education.
Adrienne acts, but it's been a while. Our Town with Turtle Theater Collective was a compelling re-entry into acting.
I haven't been acting, so this was my, okay, I'm getting back into this because I really like this. And Turtle Theater Collective, with this particular production, has just encompassed this whole feeling of what a diverse community, especially Minneapolis, what we're really about.
Performances of Our Town will be held July 19th through July 29th at the Dakota Lodge at the Division of Indian Work in Minneapolis. Next, the Duluth Art Institute, in collaboration with the St. Louis County Historical Society and the Historical Union Depot Corporation, is showing over 50 pieces from three prolific Anishinaabe artists. Christina Woods, the executive director of the Duluth Art Institute, walked me through the exhibit.
Here we are in Neowege Anishinaabe. We're featuring Carl Gaboy, Joe Gizek, and George Morrison. These three men had a friendship for a long time.
Carl Gaboy, Joe Gizek, and George Morrison's friendship was inspiration for Neowege Anishinaabe, or Four Friends exhibit.
So these three are from either Boys Fort or the Grand Portage Nation. I'm bringing them together in this exhibition because of their direct history together in northern Minnesota. The reason this is called Four Friends, or Neowege Anishinaabe, is because the fourth friend is you or me.
I walked around the gallery, circling several structures that held the artwork, noting the wide variety of vivid and detailed pieces. Paintings on canvas, ink and watercolor on paper, and a few wood sculptures filled the depot's great hall.
As you move through, you find yourself in very intimate spaces, one-on-one, with very powerful pieces of visual art. And in that way, I'm hearing that's where people really find themselves becoming part of the relationship of all these artists.
A closing reception will take place Tuesday, July 24th at the Depot in Duluth. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.